This is Diana Dombrowski. Today is July 8th, 2011. I'm in Orlando, Florida at the Panama Canal Conference here with Mr. Piper. Could you please tell us your full name?
Pardon?
Could you tell us your full name, please?
My full name is Homer W. Piper.
Okay. All right. And what was it you were telling me about you and your brother?
Yeah, my brother and I, of course, he was 8 years older than me.
Okay.
See?
Mm-hmm.
And then there were two other brothers born in Panama.
Mm.
He was born in the United States. When I was conceived, then my mother went to the United States for me to be born.
Really? From Panama?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, you see, I shouldn't say this, but all the hospitals were Army hospitals. They don't know anything about women and birth.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The doctors.
Yeah.
And like that. So she had women trouble.
Oh, I see.
But here's a picture of my father in one of the bachelor quarters in Cristobal Canal Zone, and I guess that's May 9th, 1910. I know that's when he went down there.
Wow.
Okay, so...
What are bachelor's quarters?
Well, bachelor quarters are all for men.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay, so they had housing for single men.
Right.
I see. Okay. Just checking. Okay.
And they had houses for married people, mm-hmm. and like that.
Okay.
And so my father was not married at the time. And there's a picture of him sitting in a chair in Cristobal on that date in 1910. So then he came back to the United States in 1911 to marry my mother, who was Ella S. Piper.
Hmm.
My dad was Frank L. Piper. My mother was Ella S. Piper. And then after that, then they came back down to the Panama Canal because they had to find a place to live and everything else like that. And they lived in Cristobal.
Okay.
The first Cristobal, Cristobal.
Mm-hmm.
It was the old Cristobal, and it was... they lived in, let me see here. Oh, I can't think of it. The beach. Colon Beach.
Oh, okay.
I never even knew where it was myself until I found out there. So my mother and father lived in Colon Beach. My brother was the first born. So then my mother went back to the United States, so he was born.
I heard you had to pass through Ellis Island.
Yes, you passed through. Here's a list of going through
wow.
Ellis Island.
This is great.
They didn't. Oh my gosh. And some of the friends, they're Pipers. Glenn,
mm-hmm.
that would be my father's brother.
Okay.
And then this is what, George Titus? That's my mother's brother.
Okay.
Or down there, went down there, and like that. And so there's a list of them as they pass through.
Oh, wow.
They pass through. You have to, we just shortened it here. But
mm-hmm.
this is all about when he left, the dates and the manifest number and
wow.
everything like that. So.
This is really comprehensive.
Yeah, well, I
do. Yeah, yeah.
Trying to,
this is great.
But that's all when we went in.
Okay.
By 1924, mm-hmm. evidently I can't find any more
okay.
going to Ellis Island.
Mm-hmm.
So evidently the Canal Zone people had made arrangements that these are American mm-hmm. citizens and they're going through here.
See? Like immigrants, yeah.
So then what they did, they decided that we would stay on the boat. There would be a quarantine man come in the boat and look at all of our passports and all of our stuff, signatures, verifying who we were mm-hmm. and like that. And then we docked.
Okay.
I was born in 1923, and they stopped going through Ellis Island in 1924, and like that.
Okay.
So I'm not on that list because 1920, I was born in 23,
mm-hmm.
and like that. And my mother didn't come back from the United States to bring me back down there and like that. Okay. Until after 1924.
Wow.
And like that. Then first I should tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
When my mother and father got married and they went down there, I mean, like that, here are pictures of my mother and father going in the local canoes that they had, and like that, down the Chagres River. The Chagres River is what furnished us all the water for the Panama Canal.
Oh, wow.
And here they are, and they were going to the mouth of the Chagres River, which is a fort there, and like that, and took pictures like that. There's my mother there.
Yeah.
And since my dad took the pictures, he isn't in it. There's my mother over there. Here's my dad here. He's on shore. I don't know what he's doing, but anyhow, the dugout, wooden dugouts, you know, cut down a tree and hollow it out, and then they put it in the water.
Mm-hmm.
And like that. So that's those, all right?
Okay.
Then this is where we lived in Ridge Road. This is the administration building, and directly across from the administration building was Ridge Road. It was part of a peninsula that came out off the mountain. And like that.
Okay.
At first, that was a cemetery. And like that. Then, when they decided.
Is that your rabbit?
Yeah, I had to have a rabbit.
Okay.
And our houses were wood,
mm-hmm.
screened in.
Okay.
And the roofs covered. Also, that when it rained down there,
mm-hmm.
it didn't get in here because we don't have any windows.
Mm.
And like that. So this is what these pictures are. And that last house was the point of that piece of land. And that's the neighbor there who lived there, and so we could go out and we could overlook. This is Balboa. Where we're living here is Balboa Heights, but this is the Balboa Canal.
So, okay.
See, and that's the canal. You'll see it way back there,
hmm.
and like that. So then.
Great.
So then that's that. My dad was had a lot of tools and like that, electric tools, and he built a lot of things. And he built a fishing boat and like that with outriggers on it for deep sea fishing.
Wow.
And so.
I heard the fishing was great in Panama.
Oh yeah. And then here's some pictures of the islands that they would go to to catch it. And there again, I said, this is the mouth of the Chagres River.
Okay.
Right there. So that take care of that part.
Are you donating the copies of these photos?
No, I just...
You just brought them?
Yeah, I just brought them.
Okay.
For my nephew.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, but anyhow, here, this is where we live. Except this happens to be Corozal Cemetery. They moved here. Is the old thing. There's the administration building, and this is Ridge Road. They moved this cemetery from here, rebuilt it up again, and they put the cemetery over here in Corozal and called it the Corozal Cemetery and like that. So, but this is all landfill. And like that, this is a swamp area. Your canal is way over here. See, there's the locks. But they were building this, see, at the same time as they were building the locks. And it was all thin. But as I said, but when my father was down there and he was single, here's where he stayed in the single bachelor quarters.
Oh.
And like that, on 2nd Street in Cristobal, and like that. And
you know, if we can't have copies of these, would you mind if I took a picture?
Oh, no, you can take these anywhere you want and get copies made.
Oh, okay. Or, okay.
Okay. So then anyhow, and you can see this is the street that I lived on. They weren't married yet. Mm. My mother was still in the United States.
Oh.
This is the street that I lived on. What do you think of it? Frank, see?
And he sent that to her?
Yeah, yeah. He sent these pictures with the note on the back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then here's some more pictures of the same thing. Whoops. And I'll get it. And he said, this picture, you can see the hotel where I dined. I guess that's what it is. To meals looking up from Colon. So, see, and that is what I said. It was Colon Beach.
Yeah.
Well, here he just wrote Colon because Colon Beach was almost in the same area as Cristobal was. They were all on the same island. Piece of land, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
And so then that. Then there again, here's this is the street he lived on. What do you think of it? And like that. And these were the bachelor quarters. That's what they lived, bachelor quarters. These were all men. They could be all women too. And like that. So that anyhow, here's another one. This is where I stay in the evenings. I am now a member. My house is in right in back of this building, and like that, you see. This was a YMCA. You see the what do you call those where you have a
gazebo?
Yeah, gazebo. And evidently he played an instrument, and that's something I didn't know because he kept saying, I'm going to be playing there tonight. And I didn't even know he played an instrument. I only got that from what he wrote. Here, there's a gazebo. What do you do with a gazebo? You play music in it outside, see? But these are bachelor quarters and like that. Okay. And so there's things like that. Here's another one I forgot. There may be duplicates. I don't know. This is where I have my meals. Do you like? That might be a duplicate of what it was. This is the ICC Hotel in Cristobal Canal Zone. And now this is all 1910.
Okay.
All of this stuff I'm telling you is 1910. And like that. This is a street that I live on. What do you think of it? This is still 1910. And then here I'll show you where some of the information that you can read, how I was able to put this stuff together, because my mother had, this is my daughter's signature down here. When she was still alive, she wrote this and sent it to Quinn for a certificate and like that. And after living in Colon, and then after that, then they went to Corozal. Okay, they had their there. So in Corozal, this building is the administration building, and it wasn't completed yet. So that's why they had to live in Corozal. They took the railroad. My dad took the railroad from Corozal, which is right up by that set of locks there, and to work every day. And like that, they hadn't finished this building. And like that. So that's what this pictures are and like that. And these are some of the fellows, friends of my brother and like that, that lived in Balboa and like that, see. And so here's a little quote here. It says, the Gramlichs in, they were there, the Pipers, and the fun we had together when we lived in Cemetery Ridge. You see? They had two cemeteries, one in Corozal, but they moved this
somewhere
to Corozal.
Okay.
But in the old days, it was called Cemetery Ridge. Mm. And then it was moved and houses were put there. And like that. But this is some of the statements and records that I have and everything else like that. So anyhow, then that. And then, as I said, this is the boat that he made and like that. And here's more of the pictures of the house and like that, and that we lived in, and like this was our backyard here and over here and like that. So we had a great big backyard all the way and like that. And so then anyhow, then of course then this is Pearl Islands from the boat. But then, as I said again, this was going down the Chagres River to the mouth of the river, and like that in their what did they call their, not kayaks, that's what we would call them, but...
Canoes?
Canoes, yeah, a type of canoe, and like that. So that's how, where I've got information and things like that about my family.
Yeah.
And then we lived on Ridge Road, which is in Balboa Heights. And here is the Ridge Road gang. This is a list of the children that lived on Ridge Road there. Mm-hmm. And like that. And here's a list of some of them. There were more, but this is only of that. So,
wow.
Like that. And then here is a diagram here. This is the administration building that you saw in those pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And then from the administration, the road, it went up like that. It divided. There was a tree here. The road continued like that. But Ridge Road was here, and these are the houses that were on Ridge Road.
So you
where all those
one
other
of those?
Pictures that you saw.
Yeah.
Okay. Then the road continued back up and like that. And when you got up here, that was the governor's house. It was up here. There were some houses along here. There were some houses along here. But if you stayed on the road, then that was the governor's house, you know, and like that. Then you start going back down the hill again, and like that. And this is Gorgas, down towards Gorgas Hospital, and like that, where the Army Hospital was.
Okay.
And like that. So then anyhow, those are the things that I have to tell how, you know, I live there and everything else like that.
Yeah.
That I'm putting together, and I'm still trying to get more information. I'm going to have to wait until we get information and like that. And down there in Florida at the university and like that, when they get all the stuff moved down there, that I need to get more information.
Okay. About
back in 19, I say we're back in the 1910s and 20s and like that, see?
Yeah.
24 was that. So, but anyhow, but my that was my life then was when I was born after here. And went down there. Then we lived in, I said, Ridge Road. And I lived there until World War II. When I left there and came to the United States to join the service. And like that, the Air Force.
Oh.
But there, living down there and doing things and like that, we had a lot of things we could do. We had a, I don't have a diagram like this, but we had, one thing we did was this building here, the administration building here, it was concrete all the way around, and in the summertime when it was not raining or anything else like that, we would skate around it. And in the back was the post office of this administration building, and of course it was a parking lot like that, and it was rough so the cars wouldn't skid. This is this is on top of a great big hill. Then there's a valley here with a piece of land there, And then there's a valley here. And so every so many years they had to refurnish the concrete because in those days we didn't have rubberized wheels on our roller skates. They were metal.
Oh.
So we wore the concrete down. Then we couldn't skate there until they refurbished it. But we skated here every weekend during the summer months, which was not the rainy months, the summer months, you see, which is last only 3 months. And like that. So then, Ted, anything else that I did, we had an area down here, further down over here in Balboa, where we had a kindergarten. And so we went to kindergarten there, and they had a little place for water for you to paddle in and like that, walk in and like that. Yeah, but we called it the play shed. You know, you'd call it a gymnasium or something like that, but we called it play shed.
Okay.
and it was big enough. It had a nice floor in it where they played basketball and volleyball in undercover and like that. Then we had field places where they played baseball, softball, and hardball. And like that.
Okay.
Then a little further up, we had the clubhouse where you had a bowling alley and where you had a movie theater, where you had a restaurant and things like that. It was called a clubhouse and like that. And we would go there and swim. One of the men that ran the pool where you could swim, he made a habit of getting all the young ladies that just had children and like that, and maybe a year or two old, bring the children to the pool, teach us how to swim. So he would teach us how to swim and like that, while the women went across the street to the commissary, which, you know, to buy their groceries and things like that, see?
Yeah.
Like that. And then another thing that we did that I did and like that was when I was in high school and like that, in the seventh and eighth grade, I played in the band. I learned to play an instrument. And so march and everything like that for the game, we had a great big field that had a stadium and like that, see? And we played there. On 4th of July, they'd pack us all in the buses and we'd go out to Corozal. That was an army at that time. That was an army base there. After my mother and father who lived there, then it became an army base. And of course they had a band. So we'd go out there and they had a great big field where they played the band, the army band, and we'd join in with them. And like that, so we'd learn how to play the instrument and like that, and when to come in and when to get out, or, you know, playing music. Then on 4th of July, we had a great big parade and everything else like that. And so there was the entertainment for the July 4th deal. They had the army. Now, one of the other things is those people that played in the band, a lot of the formed regular dance bands, because we had four places, social places, where you danced and like that. Well, they needed music to dance and like that. And so there was always some people from our orchestra and band at the schools and like that. And there was always older men that played in the Army band. There'd be a 2, 3, or 4 of those in the band too.
Oh.
And because we played the band. That wasn't our job, but the Army had bands. Mm-hmm. That was their job. See?
Yeah.
Besides fighting. So then, anyhow, we had a lot of deals like that. We had to go into the social part of the living down there. Was in Panama City.
Okay.
That's across the line. 4th of July Avenue was the difference between the Republic of Panama and the Canal Zone and like that. So then the social stuff like that was there.
Okay.
Because you see, we were on government property.
Mm-hmm.
So the government has golf courses and things like that, and it has places where you play, you know, baseball and like that, but they don't have social things and like that where you dance and everything else like that, get all dressed up at night.
Yeah.
That was, they built the people in the Canal Zone, helped build those places for society, social reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so then that was other things and like that, and then I would walk from Balboa Heights over to Ancon, and that's starting to go down this road here, which was where the Gorgas Hospital was, and like that. Then I'd go down into Ancon and play with some of my friends there. And I could also play with some of my friends in Balboa, which was down here from where I lived up here, see? I had two places I could go and friends and play.
Yeah.
You know, cops and robbers and all stuff like that. Cool. When I was young.
That sounds fun.
So then anyhow.
That sounds like a great place to grow
and
up.
And the other thing is that we were capable of going into the interior.
Mm-hmm.
To the beaches. The beaches were on Panama territory.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So there was always somebody that was old enough to drive a car so that they'd take us up to the beaches and we'd swim on the beaches. And like that, if we kind of wanted something to drink, we always carried a machete with us, because you have to usually go through a little jungle before you get to the walk through a little jungle before you get to the beach. So you always carried a machete with you. But what happens is you didn't carry water. And you wanted something to drink while, swimming in salt water and like that. So somebody who was strong enough would climb up one of the palm trees, get the coconut, cut the coconuts down, and then would use the machete to open the coconut and get the water out of the coconuts.
Hmm.
So we never carried water with us at all when we went into the what we call the interior.
Wow.
Would be the Republic of Panama.
Mm-hmm.
And like that. So there were things like that. Then we had a beach that was closer to where we lived, and like that, where we could get on the ferry boat and go across the canal and walk a little mile or two. There was another beach there. If we didn't want to go up over here to that big beach and like that, a little one over there. And so we could do that ourselves. We didn't have to have somebody drive us. We'd get our stuff because they had a place for you to change your clothes and you had to bring a towel and everything else like that. And they had a water faucet there for to drink water. You couldn't buy pop or anything like that at that beach and like that.
Hmm.
So those were the activities. And at Christmas time, why, we were always collected all the Christmas trees so we could have a great big fire.
Yeah, I heard about those.
Yeah, a fire down here where the play shed was and all like that. And,
mm-hmm.
And the baseball fields, which are over here. So, and then we always had a fight all the time because we had to hire, we'd get the trees and we'd
yeah.
have to hide them somewhere so that another group didn't come and take them away. So that's another activity we had besides the movies and swimming and all this other stuff at the play shed.
Yeah.
See, like that. That's what they, and if you were, if your father or your mother belonged to the Shriners and my dad belonged to the Mason and my mother belonged to the OES, Eastern Star, and that was another social outlet for the older women, you know, their mother and fathers and like that. And they were just like you would have here, Shriners and like that. Masons is the same thing as Shriners.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And like that, it's a organization. And as I said, they would play and everything else like that. So, as I said, they would have their social meetings and everything else like that. And like that, then they would usually have something to eat. Well, of course, we were the children. We weren't allowed to have that. We had the Order of De Molay, which is our social outlet, the children, high school age.
Okay.
And like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other organization we had were the Boy Scouts, the Cub Scouts, and the Sea Scouts. My dad was a scout master, and so you'd all get together and you'd have once a month or something like that, twice a month, you'd have a scout meeting and like that, or a Cub Scout meeting, or my brother was 8 years older than me, so therefore he was older and he would climb the ladder faster. And he was a Sea Scout. We had a Sea Scout that way. And as I said, campfire girls and everything else like that for the girls.
Mm-hmm.
And like that. Those were activities that we did belong to. And like that.
Okay.
So I don't know of anything else that really, except church activities. Now, we had quite a few churches there, and because the people that lived there were so many different Protestant denominations and like that, so because we were only 3,000 or 4,000 people,
mm-hmm.
there wasn't enough for the different denominations.
Oh.
So then they had formed an organization.
Wow.
That was called the Union Church of the Canalsville.
I didn't know that.
Well, if you live in the farm area in the United States,
mm-hmm.
your farmer's is here, your farmer is here, your farmer is here.
Mm-hmm.
He might be Catholic, he's Protestant, and this one might be a different Protestant.
Yeah.
Here. Well, they want to get together in a church, so they'd build one church.
Hmm.
Usually the Catholic church was all separate.
Yeah.
And like that. So then that was fine. But the Catholic church in the United States, the farmers, They built next to the Protestant churches, because then the church would be in the same area.
Wow.
For both Catholics and Protestants. Well, that's, this was the Union Church, which was formed.
Okay.
And like that, and this is an article about it, and these are some of the buildings in Panama City, and like that. Here's the old ruins of Panama and everything like that. But my dad, here's the Union Church. It's the Union Church. My dad helped build that and like that. And then here's a man that started it, created it to work. And like that, here's our high school and like that. And then here, there again, here's another school. Now, when you get into these, you get into where you have different people. Like West Indians, they helped build the canal. Chinese helped build the canal. All those like that helped build the canal.
Mm-hmm.
The French Martinique natives and like that helped to build the canal.
Mm-hmm.
Then in these like in Balboa and like that, in Balboa, we had right next to us, we were here. Right here was La Boca. They were part of our, they couldn't join our organizations, they had to have the same organization that the white man did, if you want to go by color, and like that. So they had their own high school, they had their own grade school. The teachers were all from the federal government educated, and like that. And it was the same way with Wick, except here it would be white, and like that. But if there was enough people that were Chinese and living in an area, they would have the same thing. They would have a grade school. They would have a kindergarten. All high. We may separated them and like that, but they all had the same facilities that we did, and like that. There was no, we didn't fight or anything else like that. That's where we're, most of us people that came from the canal zone, color, you know, doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Then like that between us. Because what happened was, some of the colored people, like we're at in Balboa, we're at like that. Why they La Boca and like that? Why some of them were highly educated? The children I'm talking about now, that they came to our high school and like that. And so you got used to having the nationality difference in our school. So people on the canal zone, the white people in the canal zone when we were there, our color were colorblind.
Mm. Wow.
We all were together.
Mm-hmm.
And like that, you see. And it would be the same thing in the church. It would be the same thing. There were some colored people that were in, this was a white church, a Protestant church. But if they were Protestant and there was only a small, maybe six or seven or eight, they could come here. Even though if they were Protestant, see?
Yeah, that's
what,
great.
It didn't matter whether they were, what color they were.
That's
and
amazing.
Like that. And so anyhow, that was the that was the way that was set up, and like that, we were as I said, we were not conscious of color at all. And like that, in anything that we did down there, and like that. So we didn't have to learn how to get along with. But the towns, that's the way they were set up. The group would be here. They'd have their own commissary. They would have their own clubhouse. They would have their own restaurant. Because they didn't eat the same kind of food that the white man did.
Hmm. Yeah.
See, they were Jamaican. They had their own culture. They were West Indian.
Mm-hmm.
They were French people.
Mm-hmm.
And like that, natives. And like that. So they had everything separate.
Okay.
But when it came to high school, 10 chances of one, you don't build a great big high school building for only six people.
Mm-hmm.
Those that were going into high continuing education and going into the high school,
mm-hmm.
they'd get on the train and they'd come to where the high schools were and like that and that. And we did the same thing. We did the same thing for the Panamanians.
Oh.
And like that, the Panamanians, they only went as high as the eighth grade
mm-hmm.
in their system. Well, if a Panamanian, they came from Spain.
Yeah.
And like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
If they could pay
tuition. If they were high enough in the education themselves. I graduated with a lot of those fellows and the girls.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That was the way it was. It was set up that way. And so, but anyhow, as I said, and that's how we lived.
Okay.
And that's everything else like that. And, but as I said, if you go out into the area of the canal where the people had to repair the canal and everything else like that,
mm-hmm.
and the army was right there, then it was the same way. The children of the army people, why, they would have, you know, up to seventh grade.
Mm-hmm.
Seventh grade, they got on the train, came into Balboa to the seventh grade and like that, and they joined us.
Okay.
And they graduated from high school, but they were army personnel.
Yeah.
See?
There are a lot of different people there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, the only thing is that the army has the PX system. And so, therefore, lots of times, they had the permission that they could come into where the white man was, even though they were white
mm-hmm.
and like that. But the army had a PX system. Lots of times it was cheaper to buy it in the PX, but we couldn't go into the army base. And the army, all our governors were army people, and head of the divisions in our working fields in the Panama Canal usually had a head man from the Army of Engineers and like that.
Hmm.
But it was white group who actually did all the work and stuff like that. These were engineers and things like that. And they were always in the army. They were moved around. So,
yeah.
And so that's the way it
story.
Is.
Okay.
We did not have any. Now we had trouble with the Panamanians, but they were the, you know, what you'd call the lower class Panamanians. And like that, I mean, there was always riots
mm.
and like that, but they didn't affect us.
Yeah, in the zone.
because most of the presidents or the governors, I should say, of the or presidents, I recall, of the Republic of Panama, they were highly educated people from Spain that came over from Spain back in the early centuries of history. You know, like from Columbus time and all like that.
Yeah.
I mean, they were highly educated people.
Yeah.
They came from Portugal, they came from Italy,
mm-hmm.
and like that. Some of them settled there. But okay. their educational system only went as far as eighth grade. But if they were smart enough that they could take seventh and eighth grade in high school, then they came in
with
it. Same way with the Army.
Yeah. Okay.
You had the civilians, which were us. You had the Army. And then you had the local people,
mm-hmm.
Panamanians.
Mm-hmm.
But as I said, we also had the Chinese. We also had the Jamaicans. Mm-hmm. And we also had that. And they were all in the group.
Mm-hmm.
They never interchanged at all, because the Jamaican doesn't like American cooked food, you know, and like that.
Yeah.
So that's how the towns were separated.
Okay.
Within the town, but they had the same thing, as I said before. They had this, they had their own movie hall. They had their own restaurant. They had their own swimming pool, at all like that. If there were enough
mm-hmm.
people to warrant it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But if it's not enough people, then they were able to come in and join the white man.
Yeah.
If you want to make it so, sound like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, as I said, we were colorblind. We grew up that way.
Well, thank you for telling me your story.
Well, that's just part of it and like that. And I'm still trying to find things here and like that. I hope that when they get here that the museum and everything else, like get all down at the Miami, like that. Why they'll have the information that I want, because I'm looking for things like out of our newspaper and like that.
Okay.